Welcome to the Feast of the Solemnity of the Holy Trinity. Most priests cringe in fear about this solemnity, this feast. How am I going to preach about the Trinity? What am I going to say? Who is the Trinity? What is the Trinity? But if you go to the Gospel, it's actually the Trinity. What does it mean for us? Rather than trying to explain the Trinity itself. Beautifully, Matthew's Gospel says for this feast, Jesus says, I promise to be with you, yes, to the end of time. What does that mean? Emmanuel, God with us, promises to be with us. If you go to the beginning of Matthew's Gospel, after the genealogy, it says that Joseph was to take the child, marry Mary, call the child Jesus, because he will be Emmanuel, God with us. So the beginning and the end of Matthew's Gospel pronounces that God is the one who is with us. And in fact, right in the middle of Matthew's Gospel, there's a wonderful saying where this says, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I promise to be there with you. So the beginning, the middle, and the end of Matthew's Gospel gives us the idea that God is the Emmanuel, the one who is promises to be with us on our life's journey, on our understanding of who we are, on our pilgrim church, on our life in our faith journey with the Trinity. May the Father, may the Son, and may the Holy Spirit always remain with you. Amen.